Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron, I'm very intrigued by this Sean McVay story that you're talking about. What's happening here?
I'm going to get to it in 1 second, but I have breaking news. Guess who have hired divorce lawyers?
I did see that.
Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen.
You think you have a shot with Gisele, Ron? Do you?
Oh, that's hilarious, but that's pretty funny.
The good part
that,
there.
That part, not that they're getting
a... She's not looking for a man with money. She's already got the money.
She's got all the money in the world. So here's wishing TB12 the best. It's a tough year for him personally. She sounds like she finally got tired saying, hey,
yeah,
you're going to be a husband and a father, or you want to be a football player?
And it really does sound like that.
He said, I'm going to be a football player, and she said, I'm out of here. So...
Folsey, are we going to get invited to the Gisele Ron Cook wedding with Adam Crowley officiating?
Or Doran Dickerson?
This is going to be incrinculent, huh?
No, All-American Doran Dickerson and nothing Adam Crowley, right?
I love that.
The Sean McVay stuff. I saw the crawl. He spoke after they got beat last night, 24-9. Remember back in the day, we would widely criticize Walt Harris for saying, they didn't do what they were coached to do.
Yes.
Remember when he used to say that all the time?
Not my fault, Walt.
And in other words, don't blame me. They didn't do what they were coached to do.
Yes.
I turn around and I see McVay at the microphone and the screen underneath it highlighting what he said. We've got guys who aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Isn't that the same thing?
For me, it's not, and I'll tell you why, because for Walt, it's college kids.
Yeah, okay.
And for these guys, it's pros. That's the difference for me.
You don't hear a coach say that very often, though, that about – now, I don't know that he specifically said any players, but to me, that sounds like don't blame me.
It does sound like that.
I'm the boy genius still. Yeah. We've got guys who aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Jumped out at me. I just wanted to share that.
Wonder what they'll say in the locker room.
That's what I mean. I don't know that goes over good in a locker room. But you're right. There is a difference between college and
very interesting
players. But it just because I remember we all criticized "Not My Fault, Walt," right? For
yes.
saying that there. Not
did Smyzik coin that phrase? I believe "Not My Fault, Walt." I believe he did.
I don't know who did it, but
an unbelievable nickname.
But Walt always said they're not doing what they're coached to do.
Well,
I wanted to share that about.
I like that story. Speaking of how things go over in locker rooms, how does this change go over in the Steeler locker room? I get the impression from the quotes from the players the other day that it was kind of the way that we thought. I won't speak for you. That I thought it was, Ron, which was there's a dynamic hanging over this team of our leader and captain isn't really our leader and captain. There's another guy here who's the guy, and we all know it.
Yeah. But I mean, I think football players, especially the offensive linemen, okay, those are the key guys for me. They have the mentality of, you know, whoever is our leader, we're going to follow. You know, we don't care who it is, we're going to follow blindly even. And I think they feel that way. If it was Trubisky, they feel that way. It's Pickett now. Maybe some of the wide receivers who don't feel like they've been targeted enough. Maybe Pickens is thrilled about this move. I don't know. But I think most football players, at least the linemen I know, are bred to follow their leader. And now it's Pickett, so they're going to line up behind him and jump on board with him.
Don't you wonder, though, if those guys have a preference? Sort of like hockey players with a goalie? Like, hockey players will always just, you know, bust it for anybody who's in goal.
Right.
But I think they have a preference.
Maybe.
I wonder. And if they did, I just get the vibe that it's Pickett. I do. That those guys are happy. Maybe it's just not even personal. They're happy to know, all right, this was going to be the guy. We got that over with. Let's move ahead with the guy that everyone knew was going to lead this football team eventually. I wonder if there's even a sense of relief somehow in that room that now we can move forward with the guy that Tomlin texted players, hey, we got our guy, when he drafted Pickett. We're there now. Now we can move ahead without the lame duck thing hanging over us.
Nice you brought up duck there.
Can you imagine if they signed Duck for next year?
Did you like that horse? He brought up Duck, the lame duck.
He was a lame duck by the Jets game, wasn't he?
You know, again, how do you think that they drafted Pickett? Now, I this is the first I've heard of this, Joe, so you clarify for me. Tomlin sent out texts to players?
Yes.
How do you think that made Trubisky feel?
I don't know.
Man, all of a sudden, we got our quarterback now. We're ready to move ahead. They had just signed Trubisky a month earlier.
Let me find that story.
I'm not disputing you at all. I just don't ever remember hearing that.
Neat. Do you remember that story coming out?
Remember something similar to that. Was that right after the – I mean, it was like a day after the
draft.
Would
have to have been right after the draft, yeah. Right?
Yes.
The immediate reaction. I can't remember the details.
Man, how do you think that made Pickett feel? I'm Pickett.
Trubisky. Yeah.
Very sad, I think. But let me find the story. Hold on. I'll find the story in a minute here.
Going back to the players, though, and
yes.
If they back one guy or not, I don't know. I get a sense that a lot of those guys can see through the facade a little bit. They can see through the charade of the whole Mitch Trubisky starting the first three games. Like, everybody knew what was bound to happen, that it was going to be Kenny Pickett eventually. And so, yeah, I agree, Joe. I think there is a kind of like, all right, Now it's finally happened. Now we're on the other side of what that transition was going to be. Now we can move forward.
I mean, it would have been, of course, a different story if they were 3-1 or 4-0 and the offense was humming and this guy came in. I'm sure there are stories like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think Dolphins players loved that guy, and he was playing pretty well when it was Tua time.
He was.
So I think in that room, there may have been more of a sense of, what are we doing here? Moving on to Tua. I don't get that sense here.
I don't get that sense either. I mean, I don't get this. What are we doing here? I think the players understand. But I do believe from enough offensive linemen, they're just so programmed to follow whoever the quarterback is.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Other Steeler questions that abound here in the wake of the Tomlin news conference. Let me go over some of these issues that he was talking about, Ron. First, the injuries. They've got Josh
Entire
Allen
secondary.
Coming up. They've got Edmonds in concussion protocol. Minka has a knee that needs to be managed. Sutton has a groin and a hamstring.
That doesn't sound good.
Which is helpful to have both of those.
Witherspoon
at the same
already
time.
Out.
Hayward has an elbow and an ankle. Oh, my God. What if they go in there with three or four guys compromised or missing, not including T.J. Watt? They could put up 50.
He said something else about Watt that I thought was interesting. Somebody said, ask him about Watt is on IR for a couple more weeks. And Tomlin said, yeah, he's on IR for a couple more weeks. He's eligible to come back against Miami. Does that mean, no, Tampa Bay, the next game? But he said he's on it for a couple more weeks. Does that mean he's not going to be back after 4 weeks? That was my interpretation.
I thought about that a little bit,
know.
Too, when he said that.
That didn't hit me the way it hit you guys.
He was just repeating.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, can you give us an update? You know, the guy goes, TJ's on IR for a couple more weeks. And Tomlin goes, yes, he is.
Yeah.
And then the guy goes, can you give us an update? And he goes, he's on IR for a couple more weeks.
Interesting.
So I'm thinking he's eligible to come out off the Tampa Bay game. But that leads me to believe maybe it won't be the Tampa Bay game.
Well, Tomlin was also asked whether Pickett would be, quote, more aggressive in the way he played. There were other questions where Tomlin disagreed with the premise of the question. On this one, he did not. He let the premise stand, and he said the tape and his play will tell that story. If I have to read into that, I read into it that Tomlin doesn't think, and there have been other clues to this, doesn't think that Trubisky took full advantage of opportunities that were there.
Right. The thing he disagreed with was the audibling. The guy goes, we're under the understanding Trubisky wasn't always able to audible, and he goes, I don't agree with that assessment. Yeah. So that was interesting. I thought that was a blatant contradiction to what Trubisky said.
Right. I would like to have heard at some point a follow-up to that went, did Mitch have 50% freedom to audible? Like, what was he totally free? And does Pickett have the exact same power and leeway? Or did the veteran guy have more or less? How does that work?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of confusion, Mike, out there in public as to how this works. And it becomes reason for people to attack you and your offensive coordinator, by the way.
And he'd probably just say, hey, I don't care about the noise. Let them attack us. But, yeah.
That's fine.
He can answer any way he likes. It's a good question. He flat out disputed what Trubisky had said just a week earlier. I don't even know what plays I'm allowed to audible on.
And Trubisky wasn't shy either about taking a shot at Canada. There was an absolute, like Trubisky, and I don't know that this is not true, but he has a reputation of being this wonderful, nice man that everybody adores. There's got to be a side to him, and I think we saw it after the game, and this is not a criticism of him, that is short, that can get ticked off. Everybody has that side, right? And he came right out and took a shot at Canada a couple weeks ago when they asked him about the middle of the field, and he said, yeah, it would take a scheme to call plays there, right? What do we really know about Trubisky? You know, all these guys have reputations one way or another.
All we know
is a lot of times it's not even real.
All we know is that the train is headed out of town.
Isn't that sad, Fonzie?
The Trubisky train.
So my point is, Ron, what's it really like with him and Pickett?
What's it really like with him and Tomlin?
I bet you it's been pretty ugly the past couple days if they've seen each other.
I'll bet it has too.
Or will be. Yep. And I bet that room's going to be mighty frosty. There's going to be ice forming on the windows. They need Fulzy in there as a mediator.
I don't know what his relationship is with Pickett.
How would you pick the breadcrumbs of that? Like we did with, it was obvious with Ben and Mason. Like you said, Ben would go over to Dobbs. They obviously had a good relationship. I was in the locker room back in those days, and I could see they did.
Ben had a good relationship with every quarterback he played with. Except Mason.
Except the guy they drafted to replace him.
Gradkowski and he were very close. Yeah. Charlie and he were best friends, close. Obviously, Dobbs, not with Mason, though. Maybe he felt, why he would feel threatened by him, I don't know. But
he was the only guy who was brought to this organization with the idea he would one day replace Ben.
Right. Now, the year before, they drafted Dobbs in the fourth round. But they didn't say we had a first-round grain on it.
There was no thought to Dobbs being the guy.
During the break, I'm going to find the quote about what Pickett said about Trubisky when he was asked after the game.
Yeah, he said he's the nicest guy in the world and he was supportive, Ron.
I'll read you the quote.
I remember the quote. He said he was the
nicest
guy in the world.
All right, then I won't waste time go looking for it. That's what he said, and we can just paraphrase.
I know what he said, Ron. He said, was he helpful the same way he always is? What a wonderful guy on the sidelines. He offered all his help.
Maybe our listeners weren't privy to that quote.
All right. Ron, can you go find the quote of what Pickett lied about? What Pickett lied about? About what Pickett lied about with Trubisky?
Human nature says I'm not going to help you. I'm sorry.
Unwittingly, we recreated the Pickett Trubisky dispute.
You just humiliated me, so I'm not going to do anything nice for you.
That's how human nature works, Ron.
It is.
Fulzy?
Pickett's riding the Trubisky train for now. Right? I think you guys are kind of friends.
I think you guys need to do a new Pickett train.
If Pickett tried plane. To board the Trubisky train right now, they would throw his luggage off and kick him in the nuts. There it goes. Woo-hoo! It ain't like that anymore.
It's the Trubisky train.
No, it isn't.
A lot has changed. I was so happy that day.
He was happy because Lanny Fritteri was sitting
there. Lanny Fritteri was here. The thing that, I mean, let's face it, it was just a stab in the dark. Trubisky, of all the people months before that, yeah, they should sign Trubisky. There were 18 people out there.
It was Pompeiani's idea.
Jameis Winston. It was definitely Pompeiani's idea. Marcus Mariota. There were a million people they could have gone with. They could have waited till the draft, and they went with Trubisky. And Lanny Fritteri just happened to wander in that day.
No doubt about it.
There was. Do we have that, Falsey?
Yes, we do. Hang on one second.
One of the greatest days in show history.
When he waltzed into the studio.
We were young and foolish then.
Woo-hoo! It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
He didn't even know who Trubisky was.
He did not know who Trubisky was.
And he was very reluctant to give that no doubt about it. But he did, Ron. All right. You're going to get the Pickett quote.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I was humiliated.
And then we're going to talk.
Shame.
Oh, you know what? We're going to talk about somebody on this Steeler roster. I don't know what he does. I got a mailbag question about this guy this week. What's going on with him? I'll tell you who it is next. Ron, I've been in those situations, so this is not a criticism of those asking questions, because sometimes you just forget, especially when the stories is a little, you know, is starting to lose its freshness. But man, do I wish I had heard somebody reminding me here. A man who calls him Strife Pinstripe Pat tweets me and says, did anyone ask about Deontay's rebuilding comment? That question would have been Deontay Johnson thinks you guys are in a rebuilding phase. Would you agree? And no matter what he says there, you got a nice one.
I didn't even think of that.
I did not even think of that. Me neither.
I wonder, how about then a follow-up? Did you say anything to Deontay about his comment?
Yes.
Did you have a conversation
with
Deontay?
He seemed to switch his opinion rather rapidly, Mike. And then I found the Jerry Dulac's text. Dulac, singular. Text. Mike Tomlin texted some of his players, and I quote, "We got our guy" when the Steelers selected Kenny Pickett.
That's great. I just still can't help but wonder. You just signed Mitch Trubisky a month before.
But it wasn't like Tomlin projected that to the world. Obviously, one of the players or some of them told Dulac,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe more than one, probably.
Yeah.
Said texted some of the players. Who would that have been? Cam? Maybe? Guys like Minka,
Najee.
Cam, TJ.
He obviously loves Najee as a future leader.
TJ, yep. I'm not blaming Tomlin for doing it. I'm just asking the question, how do you think that made Trubisky feel?
Almost as bad as Rudolph. What if those two guys? Here's the other scenario, Ron. If it is Frosty in there, what if enemies of enemies are friends and Rudolph and Trubisky
become
the best of friends and completely sabotage the Steelers?
I don't think
so. Just give out intel to the rest of the league.
They're signaling on the sidelines to the other team, holding up those things they do in college with the photos and the words on them.
Right.
Be tremendous. Those guys have to be. They have to feel like.
Well, Mason's been feeling
vengeful.
That way since they signed Trubisky.
Yeah. The revenge. Of the, who are they, Ron? Mason and Mitch. The M&Ms.
M&Ms.
The M&M Revenge Tour.
The Misfits.
The Misfits?
Or Mitchfits.
The Mitchfits. The Revenge of the Mitchfits.
Pretty good, Folsey.
I like that, Folsey. All right, Ron. Time is low because we ran on Tomlin, and it lasted
very long. He went long today.
Yes. So we're going to wrap this up next. And I never did get to this player on the Steelers that I don't know what exactly he does for the money he's getting. I have some numbers to go with that. We'll finish up with that next. And do you have a Mr. Reuter here, Ron?
Or
am I mistaken?
Nope, I do.
Do you have the quote from Pickett from the other day?
No, I'm not going to bother looking for it. You humiliated me.
Folsey, what do you make of this? He must be easily humiliated, right?
He wants to move on.
So Mitch was disappointed. What was the dynamic like with him on the sideline? Quote, Pickett, it was great. Communication was great. Just trying to help me out just the way I was helping him out. He's a great guy. I'm definitely glad that he's on our team and I have him as a teammate. So like you said, everything's perfect.
Four-word translation. We hate each other.
Great.
Ron, what does Derek Watt do exactly other than play special teams?
He got more
teams?
Carries, more plays the other day than he has. Didn't he get six offensive snaps?
Let me repeat the question.
He led a couple plays around then, too. He actually led a block for both Warren and Najee, I believe. Stunned that he was on the field for six.
What does he do to earn $3 million a year? Do you know?
Be TJ's brother?
I guess. Here's some stunning numbers on the man known as Derek Watt. I got asked by Tom Meston this week. I don't know who he is, but he asked me a question. What does Derek Watt do? He's reached double figures in offensive snaps in a game once in his Steelers career, 11 against Jacksonville in 2020. He had 24 such games with the Chargers. He plays like a third of the time here that he did with the Chargers, and he has 2 carries for 3 yards and 3 catches for 15 yards. This for a team that can't get a yard when it needs one a lot of the time.
Right. Although he converted a 3rd-and-1, didn't he?
He did.
That was in Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, this town loves the fullback.
Yes.
A lot more than the coaches that have been here, the offensive coordinators. B.A. had no use for a fullback. Haley had no use for a fullback.
Yeah.
Coach Randy had no use for a fullback. I don't think Canada does, although he used, what was the guy's name?
George Aston.
Maybe he did have 6 plays. I circled him in my game notes that he actually led the guy around the end on an end sweep.
I'm with the town over the coaches on that one. I watch San Francisco and Baltimore and teams that usually, well, I shouldn't say Baltimore. Sometimes they don't get a yard when they need one. But the teams that actually run the ball these days, lots of them use a fullback.
Steelers
Why not, Ron?
They just don't believe in it for whatever reason. And that's going back to B.A.
They're wrong.
Remember, you know, the bus had, who was the bus driver? Tim Lester.
Tim Lester.
Right? He passed.
And Dan Kreider, too.
Didn't he pass? I think Tim Lester passed, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember, honestly.
I mean, passing away, not passing the ball. That was the bus's man. And so Kreider was, too.
Kreider, yeah. Laid out Ray Lewis one day. Folesy, big plans the rest of the day?
Not really, no. Not on a Tuesday.
What do you do when you go home? I picture you having a little snack, maybe watching a sitcom and taking a nap.
But he's planning our show every day.
I am, yeah.
Every free minute he has, he's sitting at home. What can I do to make the show better?
I am, yeah. Feverishly going through my Rolodex. That's not really, it's not a physical Rolodex anymore, you know, just the one that's on your phone these days.
What kind of snack do you have?
I have some Cheez-Its that I packed for myself today. You want to see them?
Folesy is like a little schoolboy, Ron, isn't he?
That?
I can picture. There it is, a little baggy.
You can hear it.
A little baggy.
Taking his little lunched little snacks to school.
And then do you curl up when you get home and watch a sitcom?
Not really, no. Not a sitcom, just flip through the channels.
Do you have a dog?
No. We almost did whenever COVID first hit. We were like 85% there. Almost did it.
Joe and I can highly recommend it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Yep. Get one.
What kind of dog do you have?
Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Named Bailey.
I had a Springer Spaniel growing up.
Named?
Maddie. She was black and white. Great dog.
Natty or Maddie?
Maddie. Maddie. How about
like
that?
Like Madison, only Maddie.
Oh, Maddie, not Matt T.
With
after
D's,
you.
Yes, okay, not gotcha. T's.
Thank you, Folesy.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.